Hi, how are you? This is Emil with customer service. How may I assist you?
Yes, I received two packages from some place that's called Focus, and I guess it's Clear Balance, but anyway, one was, and they put both of them on my charge card. I'm disputing both of these. One is a watch, and the other one is a warranty and earbuds.
All right, so I definitely understand your concern, and I'll be more than happy to assist. May you please provide me your zip code?
25438.
Okay. And that first and last name, please.
Gladys Taylor.
Thank you so much for that information, Mrs. Taylor. So I do see the name within the system. And if you confirm that billing address for me, I'll be more than happy to go into detail.
My mailing address?
Yes.
1347 Mayor Street, Ranson, West Virginia.
Thank you so much for that information. So I do understand with the purchase that was made on the 13th of May, it was for the shipping and handling charge of $597.
Right.
It was for a Focus watch, and along with that did come a warranty for $1,894.
That's what I'm disputing. I didn't ask for no warranty for no $5 watch.
Now, by disputing that warranty, what's going to happen is your bank or your credit card will contact us. We will provide them those terms and conditions along with that tracking number showing that charges are legal and valid, and at that point you may become ineligible for a refund. Now, I definitely understand that you would like to get the $1,894 back. That's no problem. We can go ahead and refund that account. And just to notify you, well, not the count, but the $1,894. Just to give you information about the Focus watch that you do have, you are within the 14 days of testing out this product.
I don't want to test it out. I just want to send it back and you refund me, okay?
Okay, so you can continue on with your product. All you have to do is cancel before the 14 days are up. So I'm going to go ahead and refund you the $1,894. But
okay.
Once the product does arrive, just give us a call and we'll go ahead and cancel it. Or do you already have it?
I already have the product.
Okay, well, I can go ahead and cancel this account out indefinitely for you. Well, one brief moment.
I mean, they didn't even include a phone number. I had to call my bank to get the phone number.
Well, since you're still in trial, I definitely understand. I can do you a 35% discount if you would like, if you are enjoying the product.
No, I don't even want it. I just want to send back. Matter of fact, they sent me more than what they were supposed to send me. They sent me two earbuds and the watch.
They sent you two earbuds and
whatnot. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, that's not on our system, but...
but I'm going to send it all back.
You don't have to pay for the earbuds, but you did get two watches. That's what the $1,894 was for. It was two watches and a warranty that came along with it. Now, I can do a 50% discount if you enjoy the product and wish to keep them and gift them to other people.
What, the earbuds?
Yes, ma'am. If you would like to use them as a gift during Christmas time, you know, keep the product for a 50% discount.
You know, I just don't want to use my charge card anymore.
Okay. Okay, so...
Even on the package, it doesn't even say anything about... Clear Balance. It says Focus.
Okay, I'm just going to cancel the account out for you. brief moment. One brief moment.
I mean, you know, before you go putting stuff on people's charge card, because I tried to get it before you put it on there, but the lady said, well, she didn't see anything but the watch. She didn't see the $18 on there. I said, but when it came, I saw the $18 on there. And I checked my account, and the $18 was on there, plus the $5.
One brief moment, please. All right, so I did go ahead and cancel out the account for you. You don't have to worry about anything. Just give me one brief moment to get everything, make sure everything is canceled within the account, and I'll have your cancellation number shortly, all right?
Okay.
One brief moment. One brief moment.
That's okay.
Alrighty, so I did go ahead and make sure I got everything situated within the account. Everything has been canceled. Do allow it 3 to 5 business days in order for those findings to fall back into your account, or however long it does take your bank to release those findings. Also, do give it 24 to 48 hours in order for you to receive an email confirming the cancellation and also the refund process. I do have a cancellation number available whenever you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
That's going to be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
5-3.
Mm-hmm.
6-2-1.
6-2-1.
Yes, ma'am.
That's the cancellation number.
Yes, ma'am. So that is your cancellation confirmation. I really do appreciate you for giving customer service a call, and you have a wonderful and positive day, all right?
Okay, now I'm going to send these back to you, okay?
You don't have to send anything back, ma'am. They are yours to keep.
You sure? Because I can send them back.
It's all right.
All right. All right, as long as you didn't cancel my account, that's fine, and took the charges off, because I was going to send them back, but I didn't. I know where to send it, but I didn't have a phone number. But now you guys need to, when you send something out to customers, you need to include a phone number.
It's within the terms and conditions.
Huh?
The phone number do be within the terms and conditions.
What? I don't have any current conditions or anything. All the thing
it's
I have
on the
is
website.
This, huh?
The terms and conditions are on the website.
I couldn't even find it on the website.
Yes, ma'am. But everything is situated now, so I really do appreciate you for giving customer service a call, and you have a wonderful and positive day.
Okay, now, you sure you don't want me to send them back?
No, ma'am.
All right. As long as you said give my account how much time to clear?
Do allow a 3 to 5 business days in order for the funds to fall back within your account.
Okay. All right. Thank you for being so nice.
No problem.
All righty. Thank you, but I'm going to be careful about what I order on.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, there's so many people out here now just out to gimmick you and get your account number, and, you know, so you have to be so careful now. I said, oh, no, I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to just call and see if I can call the credit union, get their number, and cancel the whole thing.
Yes, ma'am. You know, just for future reference, whenever you do sign up for anything or see that it's something on the website that says free, just make sure you read over any terms and conditions that they do have, because sometimes you could be enrolling within a subscription and don't know it because, you know, the terms and condition wasn't thoroughly read. I do understand that all terms and conditions do have to have a phone number, and all websites do have to have a terms and conditions whenever you're ordering a product from them. But you know, just keep that in mind for future reference. But, you
okay.
know, we did go ahead and situate everything for you.
All right, then. I don't need to call back or anything then, right?
No, ma'am.
All right. I'll look for my account to be cleared of those two charges, one for $5.97 and one for $18.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for being so
kind.
Oh,
no, that $5.97 is not going to be refunded because you still have the product. However, the $18.94 will be refunded for you.
Oh, okay, but the $5 for the watch is not going to be refunded.
Right.
Okay, because I don't even want it. You know, I done went through so much. That's why I said I was going to send it back to you.
You don't have to send it back. It will be within your expense of sending it back.
All right. Okay, I'll just keep it then.
No problem.
Give it to somebody for a Christmas present or something.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you.
No problem. Thank you for giving customer service a call. You enjoy your day.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye.